Nancy Pelosi extends proxy voting as House majority in peril after midterms. By Jacob Bliss on November 10, 2022. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, extended the proxy voting capability in the lower chamber once more time following the midterm election, where her Democrat majority appears to be in trouble. Following the midterm elections, where it appears as if the Republicans will regain the majority in the House and put an end to the Democrats' one-party rule in Washington, D.C., Pelosi extended the covered period that gives members the ability to proxy vote. "I'm hereby extending the covered period designated on January 4, 2021, until December 25, 2022," she said in a letter to the House lawmakers, explaining that her reasoning is because of the ongoing public health emergency, citing the novel coronavirus. House members have been allowed to vote by proxy, which means that one member of the House can cast a vote on behalf of an absent member. This type of voting started in 2020 as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. But, instead of the proxy voting capability in the House ending as the coronavirus pandemic has improved around the country, Pelosi has extended it multiple times, citing the public health emergency. As the clerk of the House's website has stated, pursuant to House Resolution 8 and the covered period designated by the Speaker on Monday, January 4, 2021, the office of the clerk is verifying and making available certain letters designating, changing, and revoking the authority for remote voting by proxy. Members designated as proxies may only cast votes on behalf of other members once they have received separate exact instruction with respect to each vote. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, who is running to replace Pelosi as Speaker as long as the Republicans win back the majority, has said numerous times that he would get rid of proxy voting if the Republicans take back the House in January. He also stated in March that the term proxy voting would better be termed convenience voting since members of both parties have used it like that, other than a precaution for the health crisis, which is what they claim. Additionally, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who has been vocal about his opposition to proxy voting, jokingly said that COVID finally ends on Christmas since that is when Pelosi's new covered period ends. He added that the majoritarian power given to the Speaker needs to end. Roy, using the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act that was passed in August as an example, told Breitbart News that it is absurd that lazy Democrats and Republicans are going to use the bullshit proxy voting rule on the garbage legislation instead of following the Constitution and showing up to vote in person. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.